I think I'll, I don't have any poems about academic life, really, or deans or professors or anything, except one. It's very recent, and I'll never publish it. It's only six lines long, and I stole the first three from Oliver Sigworth. But I'm going to read it. Anyway. Oliver Sigworth is an enormously witty man, but many of you perhaps don't know that because he doesn't usually share his wit. He's a professor in our department. He doesn't usually share his wit with others. He talks to himself, and he mutters under his breath as he's walking down the hall, and he says these wonderfully witty things. So if you run along behind him and are very quiet and listen, you can hear these wonderfully witty things. The first three lines of this little six-line poem are something he said, and he was referring to the architecture of some of the buildings near this one, but I won't tell you in which direction. You'll be able to figure it out. It's called Point of View. Professors who work in buildings with tall, narrow windows have tall, narrow minds. Each has an office with only one view, and there is no point to it. There's a joint poem, me and Oliver Sigworth. Now that was a joke, but I do have a poem called Point of View. It's a new poem, and I'm going to start with it because it exposes me as a frustrated painter, I suppose. I think most poets are more or less frustrated painters, one way or another. I've never had any training, but I'm fascinated with painting and with the visual arts. I'm always concerned about the manipulation of light in a poem, as in a painting, whether it comes from outside the painting or whether it comes from inside the painting or so on. As a matter of fact, I once had a poem in which I think I created the most unusual source of light in any poem that I know about, written recently anyway. And I'm not going to read that poem, but I think I can remember the last stanza. And it was about my life on the farm as a child, where I was raised. And it says, the last stanza, we knew we would never be famous or anything out of the ordinary. But for a while, after Grandpa dropped the flashlight into the outhouse hole, we had a kind of glory. It continued to shine, pointing straight up from down there, and our most private moments were illuminated. Point of View poem is about the visual process, I suppose. And the opening line, or two couple lines, may be confusing. I don't know if this is true of all horses, but I used to have a horse when I was a child who had the most beautiful eyes. They were blue. It was a sorrel horse, and there was a line of little, like, rosettes across the iris. Now, I don't know if that's common, because this horse went blind eventually. It may have been the disease I was seeing. But it was very beautiful. That's just in the first part of the poem. Point of View. See with the eyes of a horse, whose irises are rows of blue flowers, the world is green and edible. See with the small eyes of a pig, the world is dim and narrow, people are tall and hungry. See with the isinglass eye of an old stove, while the fire in its belly looks out at a combustible world. See with the eye of a window facing east, light and darkness rising, never coming down again. See with the eyes of a believer who does not believe what he sees, but sees what he believes. See with the eyes of a painter who paints what he cannot see until he has painted it. See with the practical eye of a woman's sex. The world is hard, but not durable, fails when most needed. See with the curious eye of a man's sex. Many worlds full of mystery, the same secret hidden in each. See with the eyes of a lover who sees his reflection in a thumbnail and falls in love. See with the eyes of a prophet who sees a hammer approaching a thumbnail and a new nail growing beneath it. See with the bright eye of a lake, great depths. See with the bright eye of a lake the sky and reflect it, the mountains and reflect them. see with the dark eye of a lake, great depths where fish undulate. Let that eye go to sleep at night, while the other eye stays open, a trap for the moon. I wanted to start with that because it ended with the moon, and I noticed after I'd chosen the poems to read this evening, they all have the moon, all except maybe the last two have the moon in them, and it's obviously one of my things. I'm very concerned about the moon, and again, the manipulation of light, the source, the moon as a source of light in the various poems.